And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We are live from our studios in downtown Grand Rapids and enjoying this rest of what this summer is. And here we are on Labor Day weekend, the unofficial wrap-up of the summer. Doesn't feel like it's over to me. Man, we've had a great summer, don't you think?
Yeah. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I said about 2 weeks ago, summer's done. Yep. It was still hot, but my leaves were turning. And the nights were getting cool and the days were hot. And it's like, I think this year's done.
Yep.
I have a feeling. And sure enough, I looked like I'm closing my pool as soon as I get home from the weekend. And because my wife said, no, keep it open. We got the heater. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
We won't be swimming.
Right.
So I'm not going to let that 300,000 BTU hog suck my gas bill down if we're not going in it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, doing those wings for the perforated tube guys just kind of made me remember how much I like wings, and I just haven't done them in a while. So I wanted to talk about that for one. And everybody has, like, their own thing that they really love. I really love getting fresh wings and cutting them up, and I throw the tips away, but I cut the two pieces so you have the drumstick kind of piece and then the long, skinny piece.
The flat, yep.
Yeah, and Rob Russell was always fanatical about using grapeseed oil on them in some of our taped interviews and that promo we send out. It's where he keeps talking about, he goes, everybody doesn't like hot.
Yeah.
It's just the way he talked. He's so funny. But
rest his soul. Good man.
Yeah. What a legend. But so I just use EVO. I'll usually use like a lime or garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company. And I'll put whatever kind of spice I feel like at the time or whatever I'm trying to get rid of. Mm-hmm. It almost doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, it depends on what you like.
A little salt and pepper is what you need.
Right.
And then smoke them. And if you want a sauce, sauce them. But if you don't have a smoker, you can indirect grill them, which is almost a better way to do it, because then you've got your grill nice and hot. When they're come up to temperature and you think they're where you want them, then just throw them over on the grates and crispen them up. And that way your skin is nice and crispy.
Right.
Because the problem with doing them on a smoker is the skin's kind of rubbery.
Right. And the last time that I've did them, I was following you right along with the lime olive oil. And then there's a spice out there called pig's ass. And it's got a picture of a pig on the front of it, as you would expect. And it's a Memphis profile. That Memphis profile and the lime are a really good combination.
Well, that was Rob's go-to. He and I used to sell that Memphis rub.
Okay.
And that's all he'd use when we'd teach the classes. He'd say, this is all you're going to use because everybody doesn't like hot.
Right. But so then I smoked those for, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. You don't want to dry them out. Just look at them, but you want them done, right?
Yeah.
And then I took them off the smoker and had my deep fryer heated up.
Right.
And just put them in there for like 30 seconds just to crisp them, right? And that, in effect, makes them so much better for me than that rubbery skin. Mm-hmm. And it just finishes them off because I didn't have a grill going. I just had the smoker going at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little messy getting that oil out.
What do you
stuff.
Have, a fry daddy in your kitchen
no,
or something?
No, uh-uh. I just got my regular turkey fryer out. I was doing them in a smoker outside, and I set it up right beside it.
Mm.
Propane. You know, just heated up some oil to 350, dunked them in there until they floated, and boom, you're done. Mm. You know? And they turned out really well. Chicken wings, you know, I scratch my head. Chicken wings are more per pound than chicken breast is, and those thighs that I buy. And there's a tenth of the meat. I guess it's a novelty.
They're so
of the
popular
thing.
Now.
I guess that must be what
brisket
it is.
Brisket used to be really cheap, too.
Right. There's one breast on a chicken, and there's two wings, man. What's going on with that? But anyway.
Well, if you cut them, there's six.
Yeah, right.
So I guess, you know, we talked about that when you did that wing recipe. A couple weeks ago, there's somebody that made that method famous, and they do it in their barbecue shop, and I'm thinking it's Big Bob Gibson, but they're also famous for the white sauce. Yeah. And that's something else you could do is, if you don't get Big Bob Gibson's white sauce, you can make it. There's all sorts of recipes online, but what they do down in Alabama with their chicken is it's very famous. They'll talk about the white sauce, and they'll smoke their chicken or grill it, and then when it's they pull it off the grill nice and hot, they dip it in that white sauce and set it on the platter. So it doesn't really look white when you're eating it. It turns kind of black quickly or translucent or whatever, right. But it's my mouth's watering right now just thinking about it.
So for those that don't know, what's in it?
You know, I'm going to say it's a little bit like a ranch dressing. It's got. I'm going to say it's a mayo base.
It's got a little vinegar in it too, and, I think, if I remember right.
Yeah, likely. But you can look up the recipes online. There's all sorts of people knocking off, you know, these famous dishes. So just look at them all and get the combination of things that you think sounds good to you. But I guess something else I wanted to talk about, since it's Labor Day and people are salmon fishing, all my buddies are posting pictures of salmon, is we got to start talking about how to take care of your salmon. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on The Grilling Guys Talk Network. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page, / The Grilling Guys, and give us a like. And also, you can go to our website, which is thegrillingguys.com. You can contact me or Jop right off of that. And I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. Yeah. So it also, podcasting is huge. I listen to a bunch of podcasts. Our show is podcast on that site, and I probably don't talk about it enough. But this Youssef I was talking about that's at our house sometimes, he's our number one fan. He gives me more feedback on our podcast. And he's done
good or bad? How are we doing?
Good. And all he's right. He's an internet security guy, and he's done diagnostics, and he's, you know, we do a lot of podcasts. A lot of people are downloading that. So if you look at our website, look at the top right side, you'll see a headset. Click on it, and we'll send you the show. And it's no charge, obviously.
Absolutely.
It's worth $1.380.
Right. So what are we doing with salmon?
Well, I still am on the fence on salmon. The only salmon I seem to like is out of Lake Michigan or the Great Lakes, getting it fresh. I don't go to restaurants and buy salmon. I should probably get a little braver and try it, but so many people, I don't know the freshness when they're doing it, you know, like in a restaurant. So I'm a little scared of it because it's kind of a punkier meat like trout, and I'm not a trout fan at all.
No.
I mean, I love catching them, but it just tastes like trout.
Right. Yeah. Well, what do you know? Imagine that.
So with salmon, I really like the technique you and I accidentally discovered at the tip-up town when we cooked for WUPS.
Fire!
UPS 98.5, our big powerhouse up north. We did the tip-up town, and we did those salmon planks. And
cedar plank salmon.
Plank salmon. And I really like taking the skin off it before I put it on the plank because I think it's a little bit better flavor. Also, we soaked those boards and then we just grilled it. And the edges of the cedar planks caught on fire. I believe we went to Home Depot and just got shakes.
Yeah, I don't remember. I might have got the cooking kind, but they're all the same.
And the edges were on fire when we brought them out, and it was the coolest presentation. Yeah. That's just rambling.
It was a lot of fun, but it really typified the Grilling Guys because we said fired meat on the counter for people to eat, and it was cold out, so it was kind of cool. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to have our friend Brian from Fen Valley Winery join us and talk about the fall harvest and the great wines that he's making. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com. Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.